for robot building supplies. Merbu Decking, random and set length in stock now.
On Deck Small Business Loans, approved in hours. Apply now on deck.com.au. You're with Jack Heverin on SEN.
The decision's been extraordinarily difficult to reach, and I do so following some serious and honest post-season reflections and conversations with a number of key people, including players, coaches, management, board, and my family and friends. I appreciate the club is undertaking is currently undertaking a comprehensive review of the football operations, though it's important that the timing and outcome of this review plays no bearing in my decision. As I said, it's not a decision I've taken lightly, but clearly the team's recent performance and the current state of the club and the playing group is not to our or my expectations, and for this in my role, I ultimately accept responsibility.
That was September 12, where Don Pike stepped down as the Adelaide Crows coach. We are a month on, and we believe that they are getting closer and closer. In the meantime, there are players looking around and there are players starting to make their move out of Westlakes for 2020. To give us the latest on the Crows, Simeon Thomas-Wilson from the Adelaide Advertiser joins us here on SEN. Simeon, good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm great. How are the Crows and their chase for the coach going?
I think they're getting close. I think it's been a pretty long and quite exhaustive process from them, which I think they've spoken to a lot of people, it seems. They're taking their time, being quite measured in how they've gone about it. And I think, an appointment could be finalised soon, and we could have an announcement by next week at the latest.
Do we get the sense with Adelaide, some of the names that are being discussed, Matthew Nicks, Adam Uzay, just to name a couple, that they're still, you know, they're still late 30s, early 40s in their age bracket? Is that the type of coach that they're looking for, do you think?
I think what they're looking for is somebody who's really good at building relationships. So another one that's been thrown out in the mix, and we know that they've met with him, is Gary Hocking. So he's a bit older than them, but yep. I think it's somebody who can really kind of build relationships after the last couple of years that they've had. I think that's probably the main person they're looking for at the moment.
How bad are the relationship, or how, in your view, how damaged are the relationships within Adelaide?
I think there's a look. Obviously, I don't think they're great. I mean, you don't have the last couple of years that they've had on the field without. If the relationships are good. I think that has been a little bit tested in recent years. So I think, whoever does come in will have a little bit of a job on their hands to actually, repair them. But
Part of your job is obviously to write about what's happening, but you'd also be well aware about what the fans are thinking. And we're the same here at SEM. We get real-time feedback on the text and on the phone. And Crows supporters, I've got to say, as a whole, Simeon, are a bit nervous about a lot of things at the moment. Are you getting that vibe?
I think they have really no idea what's going to happen next, I guess, on the field. Who knows? Obviously, they had that horror year after the grand final. Everybody thought they were going to bounce back this year. They're sitting pretty before the bye. They're actually in a good position and then just kind of almost fell off the cliff towards the end of the season. So I think there's quite concern that they could struggle a bit next year on the field. I think there's also a realisation that maybe this might have to happen, I guess, considering that they have to now regenerate the list, get some young players in there and actually maybe have a year or two of training to actually, get back to where they believe they should be.
Some of the names that are departing, I mean, Josh Jenkins looking for a new home. Eddie Betts, we believe, as soon as today, could be announced as a Carlton player. Sam Jacobs is on the move to the Giants, and that will be done pretty soon. Matt Crouch, and more specifically, Brad Crouch. In fact, let's just hone in on Brad Crouch. He's been discussed from a fair way out. What's the latest with him?
Well, Adelaide is saying, and throughout this week, when trade period has kicked off, they've said, we want Brad Crouch. He's indicated that he wants to stay to us. He said after he won the Best and Fairest last week that I want to sign a new contract at the club. Obviously, that means they agree on evaluation. From what it seems, that Brad Crouch's management have a certain value what they think he's worth. Maybe is that correct? I guess if a club's willing to pay him that, then it is, but I don't think, I think there's a little bit of distance between that and also what the Crows said this week is that they'll wait for the new senior coach to be announced, and then they'll that senior coach, whoever it is, will sit down with Brad and go from there.
We're talking about who's leaving the Adelaide Crows. Have they got their eyes on trying to get anyone in, or is it going to be purely the draft for them?
They have said they will target the draft, so that's, I think that's their main focus at the moment. One player who looks like they are going to go after is Billy Frampton, the young Port Adelaide tall, who came to the club as a ruckman but has played forward probably more this year, so he looms as that kind of Jenkins replacement. Outside of that, there hasn't been too many names really linked with them or they've come up, and the Crows have been pretty steadfast in saying we will target the draft.
Just before I let you go, I want to switch to Port Adelaide. How good is Dougal Howard? It feels like that. It's like that beer ad where sometimes you fall into the river and you come out better. It feels like Dougal Howard, this trade period has turned Dougal Howard into a superstar all of a sudden.
Well, for and he spent the last three games in the sample as well. So he, I think, there's two kind of chants, I think, from Port Adelaide supporters, having seen the reaction today to him, I guess, the confirmation that he wants to, not really, you'd say go to St Kilda if a trade can be facilitated. Port Adelaide have said, we will, you know, if we can't get the right trade, we will keep him. I think there's two camps, you know, people saying, how dare Port Adelaide let go of this 23-year-old who's key swingman who can play, you know, defence and forward and has played pretty well there. I was captain the club earlier this year, so that's one thing. And the other camp is, well, he was in the sand for the last three games for a reason. If Port can get, you know, a good haul for him, then they should take it.
Well, that's the way it's looking at the moment. It looks like St Kilda are the front runner. That's who he's nominated. Simeon, thanks for joining me. We appreciate it. When do you think, from a Crows perspective in the coaching appointment, just to round up, do we think it will be this week or is it looking more like early next week?
I think it'll be early next week. That's just my opinion. But yeah, that's the way I'm really reading it. But, you know, could be wrong and we could have an announcement tomorrow. But I still think it will be next week.
We'll keep our eyes on it. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you.
Simeon Thomas-Wilson from the Adelaide Advertiser joining me. You can join me as well, 1300 736 736. That's on the phone or 0433 98 11 16 on the text. I want to play something that Kane Corns had to say about the Adelaide Crows on the other side of this and just go back to it a little bit further. Josh Carr, new assistant coach at the Fremantle Dockers, will join me next hour. Pete Dixon, filmmaker extraordinaire, will join me in the studio next hour. I'm very excited about that. And Harrison Delbridge from Melbourne City, ahead of Saturday's Melbourne Derby to start the season. It's been a good couple of weeks, in fact, a good 6 to 8 weeks for Melbourne City. We'll talk all about that next hour as well.